production of the Black Sheep Broadcasting Network. Gentlemen, Black Sheep Radio now presents the Mishki Broadcast, featuring the broadcast outcast, transmitting live from his renegade radio outpost here in the final 90 feet of the city of St. Paul.
Good evening to you there, folks. Mishki here out at a ball game. Beautiful night for a ball game. I don't know what the sky's doing. It's got multiple personality syndrome. Meanwhile, more shenanigans in Midway Stadium here in the industrial Midway section of St. Paul, where trucks are king. Back at the shack. Wait, I'm at the shack. Back at the mothership, Kodiak. Now, Kodiak, are you trying to call Carmen Diaz or Felice Feliciano or Jose Feliciano? Or who are you calling? Thorn?
Right here.
Hi, Thorn. Tom Mishki here from St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm with KSTP, and I stumbled upon your ad in a little publication that comes our way called Radio TV Interview Report.
Yes, indeed.
And what fascinated me about your ad was, rather than specifying a particular topic, you pretty much advertised that you can talk about anything.
Yes, I can.
Usually what you see in those ads is someone wanting to talk about a particular book or wanting to talk about a particular idea or thought they have. But you're sort of available for all subjects.
Right. Far be it for me to come on people's show and tell all their listeners to go to peaceandstars.com and buy all my books and CDs. I wouldn't put people through that.
So you have books and CDs?
Yes, I do, in fact. My fourth novel, Around Elvis, was released on July 5th on my website, the aforementioned peaceandstars.com.
We'll give that plenty of mentions there, Pete. But it also said some unusual things. You're a prophet?
That's why I can talk about anything.
Uh-huh. Are you really a prophet?
I really am. As I've studied prophets and what they are, they are people who simply weigh in on everything. You may, in fact, be a prophet.
Nope.
No.
Nope. And also, you're some sort of a seer or soothsayer or some sort of erotic massage guy or something. There's a lot of junk on there. Do you have the ad handy?
Yes, indeed. Well, sure, I wrote it, so I remember.
Could you read it for the folks verbatim? Just deliver it to...
As you see it on there, certainly. It, prophet, author, publisher, troubadour, raconteur, hedonist, debaucher.
Yeah, keep going. No, read the whole ad.
Oh, you
I'm serious.
You want to give the full plug to the ad itself?
Yeah, so people understand why I felt the need to give a ring.
Well, absolutely, and,
Pete, read the ad.
Oh, okay. No, I don't have the actual ad sitting in front of me.
You don't have the ad?
They didn't send me the tear sheet, those guys.
Well, come on. You said you wrote the ad. You must have it filed.
Well, I certainly read. Yes, and I do remember what it says that I am, since I'm the one that did it in the first place.
No, but it's the way the ad was written that's... It's not just... You can't read the whole thing as though you got it in front of you. You can't rattle out. I'm looking for it here because You gotta have the ad. I'm gonna end up calling home and have somebody read it to me over the phone.
You're really moved by the ad. That's great. Money well spent. I'll have to be in touch with them again.
You have a greatest hits CD out. Now, I've never heard of one of your hits. How do you end up with a greatest hits CD?
Isn't that funny? Yeah, well, that's because I've been 12 years in the making on this album while nobody else was looking. This is sort of the undiscovered country of literature and music, in fact. And this is, I've been doing it for all these years, whether anybody knew about it or not. And there's 16 songs, and they are my greatest hits. And so my debut album is called Thorne Peter's Greatest Hits, fittingly enough.
What are you really? I mean, what are you at your core?
Well, I guess it would have to be, that's that whole profit business there. You look at things and you decide what that means to you and how you can express it to others.
So maybe you can pass along a couple of prophecies since we passed along your website.
Absolutely, and in fact, there is a whole list of Thornisms on that website, peaceandstars.com, but, until there is a majority of one in this country, democracy is only the name of the current dictatorial regime. That is to say, until we have personal choice and freedoms for ourselves, then democracy is just a dictatorship.
Don't we have freedom?
No, we don't. Certainly not. I'm sitting here smoking my joint, and if the federals were outside, I'd be on my way to jail for it. Non-inflictive crimes. That's my big theme. As far as what I do for, that I societally preach, is that a democracy of one must be instituted. That nobody should get to vote on what I can do to myself or with somebody else consensually. It is the number one cause of the undoing of this country. Yeah. It will certainly be our end.
There is a pretty large libertarian pot-smoking segment that sort of is focused on that one issue. They seem to really want to be able to have their pot, even though, last I checked, you can have it without really worrying about much anything. A lot of people are smoking it tonight all over America. And
yes, we are.
Been for years, and no one's doing any time.
Well, look, tonight, 66% of all law enforcement agencies are going to be out there fighting the war against people getting high and laid. Uh-huh. That is where vice goes to. Two-thirds of all of your tax dollars, all of your police dollars.
That's your big deal, huh?
Certainly. Do you want your police force sitting out there in strip clubs busting girls for doing erotic lap dances, or do you want them to make the streets safe for you to go down to the ready teller and drive your car? America has to choose. If you have to vote on something, it can't be a law by definition. We never had a day where we had to vote if rape was illegal. Yeah. When did we take that vote? Because if 51% of us tomorrow said rape was legal, could we just go out like it was the red hour?
Unplugged.
There's never...
Oh, yeah, kill it. Thanks. All right, I just wanted to check him out. Mishki here at the shack, the shanty by the track. Teddy Kaczynski's cabin from Montana's out back. I got it from Ted because he said he won't be getting back to it until he's dead. They were going to destroy the shack from Lincoln, Montana, remember? They were going to destroy it, and there was a last-minute reprieve. And where do you think that shack ended up? High atop the center field wall at Midway Stadium, that's where. And that's where I sit tonight, amidst squirrel meat, watching the St. Paul Saints play another classic Northern League rival. Kodiak is back at the ship. He'll field your calls. I was thinking tonight I might do nothing but take calls. Maybe from guys like Pete Thorne. No, guys like you. Guys like you. My number here is 646-TALK, 646-8255, or long distance 877-615-1500. We'll be back after this break, ladies and gentlemen, with all your calls. Line them up like bowling pins, Kodiak.
Inside the White Castle sack is the lovely Elizabeth, who is holding Pandora's box. I am out here in Section H with our contestant. Stand-up contestant. What's your name?
Nicole.
Hey, everybody, it's Nicole. Nobody cares. Where are you from? Right on. Nicole, this is how it works. You bought 30 White Castle hamburgers. No one's taking that from you. It's yours to keep. Got it? But on the field is Pandora's Box. And if you're willing to open Pandora's Box, I'll give you two tickets to see Triple Espresso at the Music Box Theater in Minneapolis. But, I don't know, $3,000 to $4,000 value. Nonetheless, you can have them, but if you open Pandora's Box, something bad will happen to at least one person in the stadium if you open the box. So, Nicole, how greedy are you? She wants to open the box. Liz, what does Pandora's Box say?
Uh-oh. Now for the rest of the evening, our organist Andy can only play Muskrat Love.
Oh.
Thanks.
Thanks, Nicole. Everybody, boo Nicole. Hit it, Andy. Thanks.
Mishke here for RF Moeller Jeweler. You know, the nice thing about sitting here at Midway Stadium is you're reminded of RF Moeller Jeweler. You just look out on this diamond and you say to yourself, oh, yeah, yeah. Not only does the diamond remind you, but the stands where I first talked to Mark Moeller about advertising on KSTP. There they are. There's the seat where he handed me a cigar and said, what would you think about endorsing my store? And I said, Mark, are you kidding me? I've known you since I was about 4'5". 4'5". I was a little tyke, emptying waste baskets in my daddy's office when I met Mark. I said, Mark, I know your business probably better than any business in the Twin Cities. Of course, I'll talk about it on the air. And the rest is history. It's been damn near a decade. And, of course, R.F. Moeller went on to build a second store and then a third store. I think the advertising is working. I want to thank you folks for that. R.F. Moeller Jeweler, 50th in France, Ford in Cleveland, and Gavaday Common. Broadcast, Black Sheep Broadcasting Network, sitting out here at the Shack Live, Midway Stadium, St. Paul. Kodiak back off the mothership. That would be the Bleak Baron Tarmac building there on University Avenue. You may see it when you cross from Minneapolis and St. Paul, or St. Paul over to Minneapolis, or If you come down from above, maybe, I don't know what that would be all about. If you're coming up from below, I don't know what that would be all about. But it's a multi-dimensional world. Say, the center fielder just gave me the finger. Fortunately, it's the center fielder from the opposing team, but I don't even know what I did. I haven't even been able to take note of the game because I've been concentrating on the stellar show we've done so far with what I think was probably the best guest I've ever had on the air, Peter Thorne. But maybe he wasn't given. I swear that's what happened. Hey, cowboy. Was that, huh? No, I wasn't talking to you. Oh. He wasn't talking to me either. Number here, if you care to call the show, 646-TALK, 646-8255. That's a St. Paul number. That would be with your questions, your comments, your concerns, your thoughts, your ideas, your opinions, your ruminations, your observations, blah, 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 blah. If we're looking at outside the capital city, then we got the big 11-digit number. Toll-free, 1-877-615-1500. That's 1-877-615-1500. And calls, certainly welcome, certainly would be nice. A conversation is sort of fitting on an evening like this at a ballpark. Or I could talk to myself again for a couple of hours. We do that quite a bit here. That's called the Mischke Broadcast. Gets old. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. Nice and pink over big time Minneapolis. You know, they think Stonehenge is a woman's genitalia. Scientists in a journal have just come out with the notion that they believe they finally understand why the stones are arranged the way they are at Stonehenge. They believe the whole idea of it was that that is where the earth gives birth to all her wonders, all her animals, all her plants, everything. And they figured it out by, instead of studying it from the ground, by finally going airborne and looking at it, and they figured out everything. It's the whole complex organ, female organ, and it's actually quite detailed. But that's what they have figured out Stonehenge is. It's 2003 and they're finally nailing this down. A lot of parents who've taken their kids there are feeling a little bad about that now. They're looking for a new rating system out there. What is the god-awful smoke that is coming across this field and the stench that's coming with it? It's the smell of 4th of July snakes to the 100th power, and there's a thick haze coming over the field. Kodiak, write this number down. 644-6659. 644-6659. Call that number right now and see if you can get to the bottom of the thick haze that is asphyxiating most people along the third baseline. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Put her up when she rings. I'll get to the bottom of this. Oh, my God, it's powerful. This is gonna hamper any shot to left field. Hang on, people. Did I give you the number? Boy, this guy doesn't know what it's want. We got a blue sky. Oh, it's, I can't breathe. Huh. Oh. That is coming in the shack pretty strong now. Oh, it's in the eyes. Picked the wrong night to wear contacts. Ah. Oh. Come on. Come on.
St. Paul Saints.
Yeah, just curious what that haze is coming across left.
Well, it looks like that it's coming from the fire department. They're way out in right center field. And it looks like something that the fire department is doing because it's coming over the ballpark. I can't see it from behind the tree. There's a big tree out in right center, but I'm guessing that they're doing something, or a car is having, or maybe a train car is having some problems over there. But it's probably just a training exercise, and that's, you know, the fire department's doing it, and we're stuck with it.
Nothing to worry about?
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing to worry about.
No, I wouldn't think so. It's just we haven't quite seen it this ugly before, but we've certainly seen them before.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Sure.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, my God, it is. Oh, my God, it is the fire department. Look at it. I didn't even look behind me. What the hell is going on out here? There's a giant fire out here. What the flaming hooty-hoo? Hang on a second, people. There's a gigantic fire right behind me. The smoke is... The wind must be taking it. It is coming over the shack. It appeared to be coming from the third baseline, but it's actually coming right over the shack at center field and then coming right down. Oh, my God, the humanity. I wish I could get... Holy smokes. Wait a minute. I don't know how far this thing extends. I'm moving outside the shack, seeing what I can learn out here. I'm going to have to take my headset off. Bear with me. The cord on that, not quite as long as this. What the hell's going on over there, fellas? You guys got a license to do this? I just have this thing shut down. And I'm a taxpayer. Oh, my God, the whole field has filled. The entire field has filled with a thick, it would look ordinarily like a thick San Francisco fog, but the stench is overwhelming. I don't know anybody who can see that any fly ball is going to be a very, very difficult thing to catch, difficult thing to see. Ladies and gentlemen, go to your television sets if you have cable. I believe they broadcast these games, and find the thick haze that has descended on Midway and is gagging and choking and asphyxiating the 6,000 people gathered here on what would have been a beautiful night for a ball game. Gorgeous red sky over Minneapolis, gorgeous blue sky over St. Paul, and in the middle of it, living hell, Dante's Inferno. My God, they picked the wrong night to have a little test at the fire department's training center. Ah! This is overwhelming. I'm going to move back into the shack here. Get my headset on. Oh, my God. I cannot see the ball field, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know that this is healthy. What is the stench? Is this toxic fumes? And should I even be out here? Should I take a break and head back to the station? We're going to take a break here. I need to get something to drink. We'll be right back. Oh, my God. It's just getting worse. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to news with Nancy Fox. I sure as hell hope the lead story is the trauma here at Midway.
It's not, but next hour perhaps.
Ah!
Come back and give
you
me a full report.
It might be, now that I smell it, it smells, did he just say don't ever call here again? Did Kodiak just say don't ever call here again?
Yes, I did.
To whom?
To a regular prank caller.
Oh, does that work? Because... Normally with prank callers, they don't, you know, they call up and a woman answers and they say, what are you wearing? And she says, don't ever call here again. They usually don't then follow through on that. They that excites them. It's Peter Thorne smoking a hookah.
Is that what that is?
This is awful.
Oh, must be bad ditch weed. Get out of there. Run for your life.
This alone is going to get them a new stadium. This is not going to be,
But
they're losing people. People are leaving here.
Don't tell that to Carl Polad. It's 73, partly cloudy in the Twin Cities. One of the 9 people wounded in a deadly plant shooting in Mississippi is in critical condition. 3 others have been released from the hospital.
I'm in critical condition.
The man accused of opening fire at a Lockheed Martin factory killed himself and 5 other people.
This fire continues. I'm going to kill myself.
4 people have been found dead in a home in Magnolia, New Jersey. No word on identities or cause of death.
I'll be found dead.
Police say they'll hold a news conference this evening.
Well,
now, Mishki, you give me some information on that, and you can be the lead story next hour.
A thick, horrid haze combined with a god-awful stench has descended on Midway Stadium. Certainly people in St. Paul's Midway area can see or at least smell this. And what was a beautiful night for baseball has become some sort of Stephen King scene, the likes of which I haven't encountered in my many years broadcasting out here. You heard what they said when I called.
Heart and Vascular Center.
Oh, I see.
Fairview South
I'm cut
Dale
off.
Hospital presents
well, F you.
Dave.
F
baseball.
Yeah, I'm here at the Saints game, and yep. There's this big, thick cloud, and it stinks.
You're right. The fire department's doing it.
Oh.
Behind the wall.
Oh, so they know about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and
it's the fire department training center right behind the wall.
And this isn't going to make me or my kids sick?
We have no control over that.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Song start in the middle? Dedicated to Britney Spears, who spilled the beans today. Cat's out of the bag. She's allowed a visitor to Stonehenge. Mishki here at the shack, barely alive. You know, if I get lung cancer, the lawsuit is going to shut down this stadium permanently. Hey, Kodiak, do you know who that guy is that Britney Spears had the rendezvous with after saying she was going to be celibate till marriage? Some guy from NSYNC?
Oh, his name is Justin
Timberlake.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she spilled the beans today. Yeah, she waited 2 years with him, figured she was going to marry him, so what the heck? And right after that, he said, goodbye. Adios. Au revoir. Could you call the Saints number, will you? Let's get to the bottom of this whole smoke business.
I want to make a love to you down at Stonehenge.
St. Paul Saints.
Yeah, I'm over in the Midway area, and I'm wondering if there's something happening at the stadium.
Not at the stadium. It's the train tracks over behind the stadium. There's a practice firehouse out there,
right.
And they've been practicing some fire stuff because of stink is coming right over the stadium, too.
Yep.
But it looks like that it's stopping now.
Right.
As I just looked out there, we're not getting any more smoke. I think so. It's not going on here.
Well, that must have made it pretty tough to play the game.
Well, I tell you, it got a little funky. Center fielder was sort of a rumor there for a while, but it seems to be clearing out now, although as I look out there again, it's out back, there's a tree that's out in right center, so I can't see behind it. I see a little more smoke coming up on top, so it must be the firefighters are working on something.
Well, I think I just worried the stadium was burning down.
Nope.
All right, thank you.
Sure.
That's clearing up, I guess. You know... Had he not said that, me being more of a Theater of the Mind fan, it was not going to clear up on the old Mishki broadcast. Kind of unfortunate that he had to say that, because I had us going a completely different direction with the remainder of the show, with the smoke getting worse, and eventually, of course, some carnage that would have made, well, that would have made it a little more dramatic. Say, not unlike what Rather dealt with in Dallas in 63, and of course that jettisoned him to national prominence, or what that clown did in New Jersey with the Hindenburg. I was going to go that direction, but that fellow right there, who I believe was Dave Wright of the St. Paul Saints, just announced the smoke is clearing up. And of course it is, and that shuts down this bit for tonight. Thank you so much for listening. And meanwhile, they're playing Muskrat Love here. Am I trapped in a sick, twisted dream? Trapped in a twisted dream. It's a nightmare in which I want to wake up. All right. Let's take those calls that I'm sure are lined up back there. Kodiak, fire them off one by one. Go ahead. That's one. Line two. All right, line three. Line four. Line five. Okay, beautiful sky over downtown Minneapolis, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back. Hello? Hi. D.D. Mishki here for the Highland Grill. This isn't a bribe deal when I tell you if you go down to the Highland Grill and mention the show, they'll give you a gift. This is a way to determine who the heck's showing up after these ads are aired. I don't need to bribe you guys. I understand that. You'd patronize the joint anyway. But otherwise, how are we going to know how many people are showing up because of the broadcast? This was the Highland Grill's idea. You head down to the grill, you order a nice meal. After the meal, you tell the waitress that you were sent down by Mishki, and she gives you a little wink and a nod and a knee to the groin, and she disappears into the basement and comes back with a little surprise. Sort of the Mishki version of the Happy Meal. You walk home happy, they're happy, they put a little check in a box that says, you know, we had a customer from the broadcast. He has listeners. That's what it's all about. I just ask you to follow through. They're at Ford in Cleveland in St. Paul. The big sign out front says, hot food! And that's what they got inside. Nothing on the menu's over $10. You're going to be happy. And you're going to get a gift. A happy gift.
AM 1500 KSTP.
Sunset? Maybe it's the smoke and from the fire making that pretty sunset. You gonna sing, Paul, or what?
Oh,
like to throw that in. What a season they're having here. And, of course, as the Twins sink as the setting sun does, I should mention that the Saints are on an unprecedented tear through the Northern League. Now, I realize they can't compete with the Twins in power and speed, but that old win-loss record, yeah, they can compete there. Boy, are they getting a hell of a sunset. Now, I know when they have forest fires out west, they get great sunsets, but I don't know if this smoke just in this stadium was enough to create what is perhaps the most beautiful sky we've seen this summer. Standing by back at the station is Kodiak, who is funneling through a gentleman named Big John.
Good afternoon, Tommy. Good evening, I should say.
Evening, John.
Nice to talk to you. As soon as you went into Old Man River, I thought I'd better call you, because this weekend, while I was sitting on the deck of Nellie Bly, I thought I should call you and have you come down and talk to my mother about the houseboat. Have I ever talked to you about this boat?
No.
Well, it's about a 44-foot houseboat that was built for my mom and dad in 1936. It's been in our family the whole time.
You're not interested in giving it away on the show tonight,
are you? Christ, no. No, 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 no.
I was thinking you were.
No. Well, no, you would think that, wouldn't you? Yeah. That would be something you would think of. But, no, I was wondering if one of these... one of these fine afternoons, and maybe one of the fine afternoons before the classic and antique boat show, you might want to ride from Red Wing to Prairie Island on it and
let me look at the map here.
11 miles.
It involves leaving St. Paul. I'm just looking at the map here. I have a map with me. Hang on. Red Wing is down there past Hastings.
Yep.
Before Lake City. And what was the other spot you mentioned?
Well, we come up to Treasure Island for the Antique and Classic Boat Show on the weekend.
Is Treasure Island in St. Paul?
Treasure Island is at Lock and Dam number 3, which is between Red Wing and Hastings.
Red Wing and Hastings.
I see Diamond Bluff right there.
Yeah, that, the old miss is doing some crazy things there, spinning around. It got a big island there and everything. She ain't natural there. Someone dammed her up or something. I don't leave St. Paul, Big John.
I'll call you. I'll leave you a voicemail in a day or two. All right?
Hey, this boat, does your mother live on it permanently?
No, they did the first two summers. They were married. In fact, it was made for them by my grandfather had it made as a wedding present for them.
You know, I'm an antique boat guy, much like Such, except in a very, very, very different way. I like old, beat-up rowboats. Not nice ones. Ones that have been flipped over for 20 years and are about ready to be used in a 4th of July bonfire, but somebody says, Mishki, you want this? And then I take it and I don't fix it up. I leave it just like that. I like it just like that. I'm not big on paddles, oars, I guess you'd call them. But I like those kind of things. You know where a guy can get something like that?
Wooden one? It has to
just
be wood?
Just an old wooden one that... sitting off, the grass isn't even cut around it. It's buried there. They got frogs living under it, and I want something like that.
Yeah, we got one in the garden that been sitting there since the middle 50s, but I think she's pretty well returned to the soil by now.
Oh, damn it, because it has
to... It's a little past the point that you're interested in.
Okay. Similar to when a necrophiliac sees decomposition to the point where he says, not tonight, I got a headache. I hear you, Johnny. All right, thanks for checking in. See you. All right. Now this guy is purple. Now it looks like Prince himself has created the Minneapolis skyline. I know if you're on the other side of Minneapolis, you're looking at the St. Paul skyline, but we don't have many listeners outside of St. Paul, and the ones we have here, we take care of. Kodiak.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Hello?
Okay. That's all I wanted to say to you. In the next hour, what the hell is this? Look at that thing. What is this? I got a big chunk of fur in the corner here. Oh, God. Speaking of decomposition, you know, they're, remember that woman I had on the other night who wrote the book Stiff?
Mary Roach?
Yeah, The Strange Life of Human Cadavers. They do turn to liquid. I got a little, I don't know if that was a mouse or what, a little thing that is, it's stained the floor with a liquid. Must have got in here, either I didn't notice it last time, or it got in since, died and went to liquid. Except for the fur. The body went to liquid, which is what we do, they say. They say dust to dust, but it's actually the liquid. We don't start out as dust anyway. It's liquid to liquid. Didn't I make that point? Amniotic fluid, liquid to liquid. Liquid to liquid. Smell's back, wind shifted. Smoke is back over the stadium. Are they doing another fire? Oh, it's a beautiful night. Golly, a lot's happening here. Whew. You got to be on your toes. You got to have a reporter's instincts here at the old broadcast if you want to stay on the air and impress the management. You know they got a guy right about 10 feet from me velcroed to the wall. He's got to stay velcroed there all summer and then he wins $5,000. What the hell kind of life is that? Can't you get a summer job and make $5,000 and still have a beer with your buddies at night? Some clown has been velcroed there all summer. If he agreed to do that, he can come down for 15-minute breaks every 2 hours to use the Biffy and then back up. And then his friends bring him sandwiches, or the staff does here. He watches all the games, but what about the whole lightning threat and all that? Anyway, in the next hour, we'll continue to take your calls as we did in that hour. We ran through a few there, didn't we? How many did we take, Kodiak, in that hour?
One.
All right. In the next hour, more calls. 646-TALK, the number in St. Paul. 646-8255, or long distance. 877-615-1500. As the wind shifts and the smoke doubles back and the Saints continue to play and the sun sets and the hour ends, God love you all, people. God love each and every one of you. We'll be back, huh? STP, good old St. Paul, big time, Minneapolis. Stick around.
On AM 1500, KSTP. From the bleak, barren, inner-city tarmac of University Avenue, we return to your radio road hazard. The Mishki Broadcast, transmitting live from the last 90 feet of St. Paul, courtesy of the Black Sheep Broadcasting Network.
Thank you, Kodiak. T.D. Mishki here, live from Midway Stadium, buried inside the right center field wall, right next to the old Dutch potato chips billboard. If you see me, wave and say, yo ding flippin', Mishko, what you call your whiskey bang, highfalutin', hidey hidey hosky, you old AM flyover land broadcaster, if you can get that all in. Sun's down, Mishki's up, we've moved out of the daytime into the blue hour where the sky has lost the sun but hasn't found the stars. And I want to let you know that I'm a newsman, have been since I was a boy. Let's go to the news. This out of Milton, Massachusetts. First, the Virgin Mary turned up in a hospital window. Now Jesus is apparently on the chimney. Thousands of onlookers are flocking to a Boston suburb where believers have seen the divine in otherwise ordinary bits of glass, mortar, and brick. It's a miracle, exclaims Tina Montgomery, one of hundreds of people who gathered on a steamy afternoon in a parking lot to gaze up at a window on the third floor of Milton Hospital. The window is clearly unique when compared to those around it. While other panes on the building are clear, this window, the window that has drawn worldwide attention, is clouded over with a white film. From some angles, the image caused by the film appears to shimmer. Montgomery says the image is clearly of a woman holding a baby. Many people say they see the same image. So many, in fact, that the hospital has decided to cover the window with a tarp for all but 3 hours a day to ensure calm for patients and to cut congestion on local roads. This does not sit well with pilgrims like Montgomery, who calls the move sacrilege. Others say the cover has only caused new images to appear. And as proof, they point to a nearby chimney where they say the face of Jesus has now shown up. Hospital workers are trying to cover that. But that only starts John the Baptist, a foreman in the back alley. Block off the alley, you'll get Mary Magdalene in the front parking lot. You can't win. Sorry, folks, you're fighting a losing battle. I've seen this before. Since it was first noticed in June, more than 40,000 people have descended on the community hospital just south of Boston to see the phenomenon for themselves. That is quite a number showing up. Some pilgrims stand in awe or pray to themselves while clutching rosary beads. Others bow their heads, place their hands on the brick wall beneath the window. Glass experts told Milton Hospital that a seal on the double-paned window broke years ago and that a drying agent seeped between the panes, causing the discoloration. God has since dispensed with those glass experts, however, nailing them last week with lightning while they were golfing. Skeptics have said the image purported to be Mary is no more than a random assortment of molecules that just happen to resemble the religious icon. Believers say if that's true, then why doesn't it look like a clown or an elephant? Why doesn't the image look like a clown or an elephant? Of course, there is a religion that prays to clowns, and they see the doggone things everywhere, although mainly in parades. Hospital spokeswoman Susan Schleppi confirms that officials at the facility have asked the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Boston for guidance on how to deal with the apparition and the crowds it's drawn. Although the Archdiocese has not formally replied, a church spokesman says that if the image leads people to deepen their faith, then it is a good thing. If it causes them to buy more Windex, that's a bad thing. For Milton Hospital, it is becoming an expensive thing. Schleppi reckons the hospital is spending $10,000 a week to arrange visitation hours and control traffic. Not content to simply gaze at the images and wonder, the faithful, many of them Roman Catholic, are coming up with reasons for the apparitions. Some think the apparition is somehow linked to current events like the clergy sexual abuse scandal that has roiled the Boston Archdiocese. Others think it's the war in Iraq. Says one woman, these are bad things that have happened. Mary's saying we've abandoned her. And here's a completely unrelated story. Headline from today's news. Creation of human she-males sparks outrage. Scientists in the U.S. have created hybrid human she-males, mixing male and female cells in the same embryo. Outraging fertility experts and other bioethical organizations. I don't know that we need to be purposely creating she-males, do we? Who's got the extra time to be doing that? Is there a big demand out there for she-males? I'll tell you, I know there's a thin supply of she-males. In fact, they're pretty doggone hard to come by most days of the week, but who's pushing the demand? Is anyone? I haven't met anyone looking for a she-male. Of course, maybe they don't like to admit it. Maybe they go out the door saying, honey, I'm going to go out looking for a decent used lawnmower, be back in an hour. And what they're really out doing is hunting for she-males. Of course, you get to those garage sales, and how you going to know? How you going to know if they have she-males, huh? They might be offering them. You don't know. The guy running the sale could be the he on top but she down below type, or the woman of the house could be looking female upstairs but all male down below. So you have to ask them, which generally gets you busted. Then they know that this isn't about a used lawnmower. You're in the market for shemales. Otherwise, why would you be bringing it up?
Well, buddy, you come to the right place. Did you say shemale? You come to the right place. This garage sale is nothing but shemales. We didn't put it on the yard sign because this is a conservative Catholic parish and we didn't want any trouble. But sure we can help you out. Why didn't you just say so? You're sitting around pretending to look at those lawnmowers for a half an hour. You look like you're she half on the north end or she half on the... No, you're she half... you're not a shemale. I'm sorry, you're looking one. You're looking for one. All right. What do you like? You like she half on the north end and he on the south or male on... What do you like? We got you covered both directions. And today everything's half off. I know what you're going to ask. Which half? We get a lot of that kind of humor. Anyway, shop around. All these folks wondering what you're up to are probably up to the same thing. Yeah. Oh, they look like they're picking over the merchandise. They're looking for shemales. Remember, though, like all garage sales, no receipt, no refund. And this is a one-weekend only opportunity. Next week, we go back to selling lawn chairs and used linens. There's a particularly unattractive shemale going out. She's part of the bag sale we're having. Who's waiting there? Edward, did you say? Eric!
Hey, Misty.
Hey there, young man. Welcome to the broadcast.
For the purpose of my call, I was at a Paul Brand remote about several years back. He had laptops in front of him and all sorts of gadgets. Is that what your layout there is in front of you at the chat?
What?
Well, I know you and computers don't get along very well, but I just thought in order to route the call to you and things like that and see who's calling, you have to have laptops in front of you.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. Don't care if I ever get back.
So everything?
No, it's a shame. 4-1, 2.
I had to get that song out of the way because I couldn't hear you. Are you asking technically what sort of a setup do I have?
Well, just wondering if you have a laptop in front of you regarding the call to you so you can see who's calling you and what topic and things like that.
Could I translate?
Paul Brand had when I went to one of his remotes years back.
I'm gonna.
He wants to know if you have a screen that you can see who the calls are.
Hell no, I got nothing. I'm in a treehouse. I got an extension cord. No,
okay,
I don't have that. Paul Brand obviously went with the full setup. They're not going to give me that. They give me a little box that's 8 inches by 10 inches, and an extension cord and a microphone. No,
that's
I have
it,
nothing.
Huh?
Radio is so pathetically simple. You know, in Berkeley, some clown runs up into the woods 3 times a week and just does a show out of his backpack.
Wow. Pirate radio.
That's how easy this gig is. You don't have to go to Brown and learn how to work the equipment. You can read it off a little 4-page manual you can get off the internet. It's radio. It's radio.
Well,
it's like building an erector set.
Well, last week, Misty, you had one of your elder callers, another one passed on. I forget her name, but...
Oh, the one who passed away was Catherine.
And then you brought up the topic of, if only the Misty broadcast would extend lifespan, would be happy. And I was wondering, perhaps some truth to that, because I don't know, I either read the studies or heard of them where it says happier people live longer.
Boy, ain't that the truth. I just talked to a 102-year-old guy today out in Inver Grove Heights. I interviewed him. 102 years old, happy as a clam, just damn near delirious, dances every day. And
but those who are angry and hostile and bitter, yeah, and they tend not to live as long.
That's right, and I just...
So I just wanted, I was hoping, because you made me laugh quite a bit, that... I would just be happy with cancel out the smoking I did when I was younger. Other things like that, maybe
From when to when did you smoke?
Oh, like 14 to 17 or 18, somewhere in there.
Oh, your body forgives you for that. You can get away with a few more years than that. The human body is designed to let you cheat a little bit. It's not designed to let you go, you know, hog wild on trying to tear her down, but you can get away with all sorts of crap like that, and she just recovers, rejuvenates, regenerates. No, you're fine, but I'll tell you, if you do make it up into the late years. I'd like to interview you about
your
life.
I don't think still be on the radio. I'm only 25, but that would be many, many years from now.
Old man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you. I need someone to love me the whole day through. What was Neil Young saying? There's not a big chasm between you and the old men in your community. You're very similar. I'd like to interview you sometime. We'll talk at a later date. Thanks for checking in, Eric.
Sounds good.
In the meantime, Patrick.
Tommy.
Fire when ready.
Just wanted to say goodbye, buddy.
Are you committing suicide?
No, I'm leaving the Twin Cities for good.
And you're sure you're not committing suicide?
No, I'm headed back to New York, New York.
Why?
9 years I've been here since Vogel poured them in the afternoon I've been here.
Were you here drying out?
You know, I came here and I had a great job, and great job went away in January, and it's been a tough life since January, so heading back to New York, man. I'm sure going to miss you, though.
Let me get this straight. You think there's going to be employment back there?
Yeah, I already got one.
What? What's your job back there?
Writing.
You got a writing gig back there? Get the hell out of here. Technical writing, maybe.
Nah, music.
Huh?
Music.
Music writing?
You got it. Classical.
Classical music writing job?
You got it.
Oh, holy smokes. What was your job here that you lost in January?
I was with the university.
Boy, what'd they slash and cut?
Yeah, university's a hellhole since everything went down. So I'm at the Humphrey Terminal right now waiting for a flight tomorrow morning.
Doggone it, we're going to miss you.
I can't
afford to lose listeners.
I really missed, you know, I used to call you sometimes from the Saints games and give you some...
You're going to miss some Saints games.
You know what? I'll tell you a story. I was at the Yankee Stadium about 3 years ago. I had a Saints hat on. And it's when Daryl Strawberry was still with the team. And one of the ushers came up and said, "The Saints, there you go. There's a team for you."
Wow.
Yankee Stadium. So.
Were you born there?
Yeah, from Long Island.
Yeah. Well, you must have a lot of friends and family back that way.
Everybody's there, yeah. I'm the only one out here. I'm the only one...
actually a homecoming and something to celebrate. I mean, I realize you're going to miss a couple of things, but by and large, you must be rather ecstatic about this move.
You know, it's a mixed blessing, you know. Yes and no. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff here that big fish, little pond kind of stuff, you know.
Right, right.
But,
yeah. I heard a little something, though, from a guy one time. I was out in Hoboken, I think it was, and he said, if you can make it there, meaning New York, you can make it anywhere.
Well, good old Francis Albert.
Yeah.
You know, but
I didn't ask his name, but the interesting thing about that is, you know, if you make it here, all you've done is made it here.
Yeah, but, you know, I tell
That's
you
what.
That's
what I keep telling Prince.
You know, when I love radio, and I love listening to radio, and, you know, when Vogel was on, you know, when I first moved here, Jesus, that was great.
Yeah, and of course, what happened out east is Gene Shepherd died.
Well, you know, and Don Imus, you know, crazy as wacky as he was, you know, it's about the only thing out there now,
yeah.
You know, and ABC and NBC, yeah. And, you know, ABC's gone. There's not a WNBC anymore on the radio. In fact, WNBC is WFAN in New York.
When you think about it, though... Isn't it amazing in 2003 that there still is AM radio? Who the hell would have predicted that in the 1950s, that we'd have AM radio even remotely successful in 2003?
Yeah, but there's fun stuff on there, too, though. You know,
no, but I know, but I mean, its death was predicted many times, and even when I started at KSTP, there was talk of jettisoning this part of Hubbard Broadcasting.
That'll never be.
Well, now it happens to make some money, but back then, I believe ads at night were free. You advertise during the day, you got a free ad at night.
Oh, in my opinion, the most creative people are on AM, you know, not just in the Twin Cities, but, you know, throughout the country.
Well, it's the last place they give you the freedom to experiment. That it would probably be the same on FM if they give people that sort of freedom.
Yeah, but I tell you, I'm going to miss your 411 calls, you know. There's nothing better. You know what? I don't laugh out loud a lot, okay? I'm a very cynical person for the most part, but I got to tell you, a couple of weeks ago when you and the other caller were on, doing a 411 call, and you had the operator on, and these callers like, I didn't call, and you were the party line. You remember that call?
Right, I remember it well. Yeah.
I tell you what, I laughed out loud so hard. You know, there's nothing like that out there, you know? There's nothing on TV, cable, whatever.
High praise when you can make a New Yorker laugh out loud. I'll give you that.
Well, I tell you what, Tommy, listen, I'm down here in the Humphrey Terminal tonight. And if after your broadcast, you'd like to stop down here at the Humphrey Terminal and have a drink with me.
Well, when's your plane leaving?
8 a.m.
What?
8 a.m.
And you're at the Humphrey Terminal now?
Yeah.
Well, buddy, I won't be going down there because that just doesn't sound... The Humphrey Terminal just doesn't sound like... You know, if you were able to meet me at the Turf Club or something.
Good old Turf Club. Boy, I haven't been down there in a long time.
Well, you're not going to be there for a long time. Listen, tell all the good folks in New York when you get out there that I'm never going to be broadcasting from that city.
And you know what? If you ever did, I'd pull your plug as quick as you got there. God bless, Tommy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back. Yeah, Homestead Mortgage. That's a little song I wrote called Homestead Mortgage. I was going to add other lyrics, and then I said to myself, Homestead says it all. What do they do at Homestead? They homestead people. They get you the money to put a roof over your head. You don't need to add any more than Homestead.
Homestead.
Yeah, that's a good ad, huh? It's not going to win one of those, what are those, Clios? No. But it might get someone knocking on the door at Homestead Mortgage. They're in the yellow pages. They're waiting for you, folks. If you don't call them, you'll pay too much. Bye-bye. Broadcast Black Sheep Network. Can you tell I'm handling music from the shack here? Yeah, using an old hi-fi. Wow. Just to be treated to the sky tonight. I shouldn't be taking a dime for tonight's show. Now a lot of people are saying that who are listening, but just based on what I've been allowed to see over the third baseline, every color I've seen tonight in the sky, I would like to take and put in my bathroom. And it would work. It would work. 646-TALK is the number here in St. Paul for the old show. 646-8255 or long distance 877-615-1500. A New Hampshire man has been charged with assaulting his girlfriend after flying into a violent rage when she beat him in an arm wrestling match and called him a wimp. The Union Leader newspaper reported today that Ray White and Lisa Smith had been drinking when she remarked that he didn't have any muscles and challenged him to an arm wrestling match. She mocked the fella after winning the contest, and he responded by grabbing her hair, dragging her down a set of stairs, and punching her in the head. White was charged with simple assault, a misdemeanor, but he pleaded innocent. A trial is set for September. His argument? I couldn't have beaten her. I can't even take her in arm wrestling. Didn't you hear? I'm a wimp. No muscles at all. Meanwhile, she runs a chain gang work crew at a rural prison farm. Who's capable of beating who here, huh? A side note here. During a prison strip search, it was determined that this guy is a she-male. That may explain a lot. He's a she-male. Meanwhile, a German man woke up to find himself stark naked in the middle of a street after sleepwalking from home, police in Berlin said today. The 37-year-old guy called cops in the southern town of Buchen at around 6 a.m. after discovering himself nude in the middle of the avenue. The man waited naked for police at a phone booth, and much to his chagrin, the cops who showed up were female officers. The officers handcuffed the man, prompting passers-by to ask if this was another one of those dominatrix performance art street theater productions. Nope. Just another day in Germany, folks. We'll be back after this.
Coming to you live. On all fours and ready to spring into action. Bouncing off her rear haunches like the newswoman she is. Nancy! The Wildcat Fox!
Wildcats?
The Wildcat.
I've been barking. I should have been yowing.
No, that sounded like a wildcat. That sounded like a cougar. Yeah. Yeah, I think from now on you're going to be the Wildcat.
I have my retractable claws. 73, mostly cloudy in the Twin Cities. We're learning more about the mother who threw her twin boys into the Mississippi on July 4th. In an exclusive interview with Channel 5, the twins' father talked about Naomi Gaines' apparent struggle with mental illness.
I never thought anything like this would happen. I mean, everybody knew, you know, she had issues as far as, you know, just dealing with herself, but nobody thought it was this serious.
Court records show Gaines does have a history of mental illness. She is now charged with second-degree murder and attempted murder. A trust fund for the twins has been established. It is the Baby Supreme Trust in care of Post Office Box 16228, St. Louis Park, Minnesota, 55416. University of Minnesota football team has announced their 2003 football schedule. Gophers will play their first game at home against Tulsa. Their schedule includes 7 home games and 5 away games. Chicago Cubs manager Dusty Baker has come under some heat for comments he made in an interview. Baker said black and Latin players are better suited to play in the heat than white players. And some have called the comment racist, but Baker says, I meant what I said. Dave Dahl SkyMax 5 forecast, partly cloudy with thunderstorms moving in, 63 degrees. Cool tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms, a high of 72. Right now, 73 degrees.
I was walking down the street.
You're always in the street.
Like a good girl should. Because a boy is a boy, no matter what the urge may be. Stick around, I gotta tell you, just how it happened to me. Then I ran to my room, like a good girl should. But he beat down.
down the door.
Let me in there. Give it up.
Because a boy's a boy, no matter when their age may be. Stick around, I gotta tell you just how it happened. And then I gave back his ring.
Sucker.
Like a good girl should. But he refused it. Because a boy is a boy, no matter when the age may be. Stick around, I gotta tell you just how it happened to me.
What's the problem? What's going on with that fella? I just threw on my back there. Mishki here live from the shack, the shanty by the track. Teddy Kaczynski's cabin from Montana's out back. Got it from Ted because he said he's a serving a life sentence and he won't be needing it. That doesn't rhyme. A group of U.S. medical students have traded stethoscopes for horse halters and sterile hospital hallways for dusty exercise pens. Why the hell would they do something like that? Apparently, it's a bid to improve their bedside manner with human patients, even though human patients aren't normally found with horse halters on and dusty pens. Are you confused? Let me clear it up for you. A western U.S. ranch is the setting for an innovative University of Arizona Medical School course. The course, the only medical school class of its kind, is a pioneering example of sensitivity training for young doctors to be. By learning to put the horses at ease, the medical students find out how to respond sympathetically to emotionally challenging and charged situations, such as comforting worried patients or bereaved relatives. You with me so far, people? Yeah. Yeah, they're learning bedside manner. Yeah, you got that right. And yes, they're practicing on horses. On horses. Maybe they should have used cadavers. I mean, unless you're going to be a veterinarian. If you're going to learn a more sensitive bedside manner, do you really practice on a big old horse? How about practicing on the neighbor kids or something? How's the horse going to let you know how you're doing? Suppose if you don't get kicked, you're doing okay. Steel horseshoe to the temple, and it's back to the drawing board. Personally, if you're hung up on staying with the animal world, I'd pick dogs. Dogs! Some people say go with lab mice, but I say ixnay. Lab mice are so psychologically scarred from years of being part of our endless experiments, they hate us no matter what our approach is. They just despise us. Whereas dogs kind of like us. They get us. But a horse... what the hell are you doing with a horse? Next thing you know, at the hospital, with all you've learned, you're going to be trying to get cancer patients to trust you by draping a bucket of oats over their head. Here's the story, folks. The course is all about body language, they say. Horses are gigantic amplifiers for body language. They're extremely sensitive to it, doctors say. Students get up close to the horses in the training pen, but do not ride them or use saddles or bridles to control the nervous animals. Instead, they learn and practice nonverbal clues, such as posture, eye contact, movement, breathing, to soothe, to guide, to encourage the 1,000-pound horses into completing simple tasks. Trying to get them to complete simple tasks. No. Now, live human patients will not be saddled either, I don't think. Hang on a second. There's a picture here. No, that's not a saddle. Live human patients also will not be saddled, rode, or controlled by bridles. But like all patients everywhere, they will be penned. Penned in the hospital, penned in by illness, stuck with the lab coat-wearing humanoid standing in front of them.
as they're run through the paces like horses are, trotted up and down hallways to tests, to x-rays, to treatments and procedures, bathed and fed. A good doctor can make a patient feel like a whole horse. A bad one can make a patient feel only like the horse's ass. I've been a patient. I know of what I speak. I wish Fred were here to sound like a horse right now. He does a pretty good job.
Hooray for Charlie, hooray for Charlie, hooray for Charlie. He's a horse's ass.
Well, it's turned to nighttime while I've been daydreaming away here, lost in a kind of radio reverie and not really thinking about what I'm doing. And I just want to say welcome to the evening to all of you. It's a cooler part of the day. It's a more glorious part of the day. It's a more serene, peaceful, relaxed part of the day. I hope this show finds you kicking your feet up and pouring yourself a cool drink. And I'll be back. Diamond clear? Have a beer. Well, the diamond's almost clear here as this game winds down. And when it's clear, you know it's clear because Bob Kleprich, the grounds crew guy, is making it look pretty again for tomorrow night's game. Bob Kleprich probably pours himself a summit when he's done. He probably says, diamond clear, time for a beer. Is summit diamond clear? You know, I've never really thought of it that way. I think of Diamond Clear as maybe a Pilsner. They do have that, the Summit Grand Bohemian-style Pilsner. But actually, when you get bold and put flavor in beer and you really give it something strong, it isn't going to be clear. And that's how you know you got a beer similar to what you'd find brewed in Germany. And they use the Germans as their models. And by God, they've come up with something magical. It's called Summit Beer. It's brewed on the banks of the Mississippi in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I only ask that you take a sip sometime this summer and see if it might become your beer, Summit. Yeah, do we have our 7-second delay up right now? Yeah, do we have our 7-second delay up right now? Yeah, do we have our 7-second delay up right now? Yeah, do we have our 7-second delay up right now? Yeah, do we have our 7-second delay up right now? Some fun with this radio out here. What are you guys doing?
I'm having some fun with this radio out here. What are you guys doing?
Let me see if I can fix it. We're having some feedback issues here. Let me see. I'll turn it down briefly here. There, I turned it down. All right. Let me try a little game here. Little Sir Echo, how do you do? Hello.
Let me try a little game here. Little Sir Echo, how do you do? Hello.
Hello.
Little Sir Echo.
No, hello.
You do. Hello. Little Sir Echo, I'm very blue. Hello. Little Sir Echo, I'm very blue. Hello. Hello. Little Sir Echo, I'm very blue. Hello. Hello. Boy, this is more fun. How's it going back there? Everything all right? Wow, they got an old train going by the station. It's an old, what is that? It's an old streamliner. Hey, what the hell's going on out there?
It's off.
Okay, now there's something cool that happens when you turn it on while I'm talking. I think something cool happens, doesn't it, when I'm talking?
Nope, it shouldn't.
No, it does. Here, watch. Let me turn the radio up. Let's see if you got it off. Yeah, you can. Now it'll sound funky because now turn the delay on and watch what happens. Turn the delay on and see. See what happens? See, it's not 7 seconds. Look at that.
Look at that. Look at that.
Isn't that cool?
Isn't that cool?
It's building up to 7.
It's building up to 7.
Building up to 7. Building up to 7. Building up to 7.
God, they just don't let you do this at Clear Channel or Premiere. Yeah, hi, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I don't think you can do this in college radio anymore. I think it's pretty much relegated to me and kids at home playing with a tape recorder. Well, it's a great time to be alive. Oh, what a beautiful summer. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mischke Broadcast. I'm live here buried above the right center field wall, Midway Stadium, St. Paul, Minnesota. St. Paul Saints playing another classic Northern League ball game, matchup, rivalry, yipty-dipty-dipty-dipty. And the number here, if you care to call, 646-825-5646 talk or long distance 877-615-1500. You know, I have gotten to the point in radio where when I say all that, everything I just said, I can spend time also with memories of people I dated in high school. Yeah. Part of my brain is doing that, and then I just leave it, and I know it's going to know what to do. And the other half thinks back to people I dated in high school. Pretty quiet back at the old Bleak Baron Tarmac mother ship there, isn't it, Kodiak?
Oh, Bob's in here now, so it's a little more lively.
Oh, that'll pick up the old decibel level a bit, yep. Let's hear that famous Davis laugh, huh? That's not the famous laugh. That's what's coming to you after 10. Kind of a show you got planned there, Robert. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll be sure to tune in. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm all done with this show. I have a Charlie horse, and I have a planner's wart. And that alone gets you a day off around these parts. So I'm going to say sayonara and ask that you spend the remaining moments of the show checking the bottoms of your own feet. Moments of the show. Checking the bottoms of your own feet. Moments of the show. Checking the bottoms of your own feet. Moments of the show. Checking the bottoms of your own feet. Papa, KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis. Sleep well, folks.